Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Are you well?
I am very well,
and
thank you.
What part of the country are you in there, Mary?
I'm in Donegal.
Beautiful. What part of Donegal?
Well, I live in Convoy. At the minute I'm working, I work in the in Northern Ireland, but I'm from Convoy, County Donegal.
Well, it's good to talk to you. We were talking about the very beautiful part of the world, no doubt. We were talking about the picture in the paper today of the woman who was correcting Leaving Cert History Honours paper on the dart.
Yeah, that's right. I heard that on my way to work. And it just reminded me, on the 20th of April, myself and my husband went to Turkey from Belfast.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in an aisle seat. And just across, in the middle seat, just in the row across from me, there was a lady. And she took out a big brown package, took down the wee table and opened it up. And it was all scripts, university scripts. And I could see the name of the university. I could see candidate numbers. I could see some people had answered very long answers. Some people had given a couple of lines. Yeah. And that was fine. I did think it was a bit strange. I thought, oh, taking them out of the country and maybe she'd lose them. And then when the trolley came round, she ordered a glass of wine. She pulled a bottle of wine.
Why wouldn't she?
And proceeded.
Why wouldn't she?
Proceeded to have some wine.
Yeah.
And at one stage, the wine actually spilled. Now, she managed to get the scripts away. And then a second bottle of wine was ordered. And I just thought, my goodness. If I was one of the students, I don't know. Maybe as wine would be drunk, the marks might get higher. But I just thought it was very unfair on the students that were putting in hard work and submitting the scripts.
I think because she did it so publicly, that was certainly an issue for her. But because I don't believe that she will be the first academic in the history of academia to have had a glass of wine while correcting a script. So, again, hardly a crime against humanity. But at the same time, it's the public
it's
nature
a combination of things.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And of course, as you can see, if you see the front page of the Irish Daily Mail, somebody who thought that it was a good idea took pictures of this particular teacher. And you know, you could have done the same thing on the sly. Such is the nature of camera phones these days that really, I think this could be the last time we'll see somebody publicly marking an exam on a train or maybe even on a plane, because this is public shaming now.
And as well, they do get paid quite well, you know, because I would have friends that do mark papers in the market to earn a bit of extra money.
Yeah.
You know, and it is.
Which they're entitled to and they deserve it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, of course they are. But you just hope that, you know, they would sit, and certainly, yes, I've no problem. Some of them say they save their box of roses or whatever, and they sort of hit the chocolate when they're marking them, or, you know, whatever gets you through. But as you say, publicly, and also the risk of, you know, you're taking them out of the country, you're taking them on a flight. And also, you know, there's a lot of people about, and it's just, you know, exams are done in a sort of a very sort of strict setting. The young people have to be there on their own and do it. They're not allowed to do it, you know, with people beside them or conversing. So I think they just should be marked in something sort of similar.
Yeah, they're sat in a certain way. They should be corrected in a certain way, perhaps. And certainly the public transport, I think that's the issue nearly more so than the glass of wine or anything else. It's taking it out in front of everyone and kind of seems to be quite disrespectful maybe to the students that you'd mark it in that way. I wonder, will it affect the marks?
Because I've seen the college name and all of that, you know, and I did think about sort of emailing the college, but my husband was like a bit, oh, chill out, relax. he sort of had a different view of it, you know, and I can respect that too. People do have different views or different opinions on the matter, as I'm sure with this teacher on the dart, people will have different views on it.
Yeah, some people say, would you let her off? At least they're being corrected and she is looking at them, and it doesn't matter where she is, if she can focus on that, let her do it. And then others will say, well, no, that's not respectful, it's not right, and she couldn't possibly be focused when there's a train moving and there's people looking at her and there's stuff going on and there's an air hostess looking for you and there's wine being served. And so it depends on where you're at. You know, some people will go your husband's way and some people will go your way.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's it. All right. Mary, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Not at all, Ryan. Thank
nice
you.
To talk to you. Enjoy your summer.
Welcome back to Donegal.
Oh, listen, we got...
You're welcome back to Donegal anytime.
Thank you.
I know you had a great visit.
We had two gorgeous days there because we had Dunfanaghy and then we had Donegal Town and we got sunshine on both. And it was just, we'll never forget it. It was just beautiful. So we look forward to getting back to seeing you there sometime soon.
Yeah, okay.
Have a lovely summer. Thanks, Mary. Good morning to you, Emma.
Hi, how are you, Ryan?
I'm great, thank you. Now, you did your leaving cert in 1849, is that right?
Yeah, approximately, yeah.
Was it when did you do it?
Long time ago now, it was 2000.
2000's a long time, was it? 15 years ago, okay, and?
And, yeah, so I got my results, and history was one of my best subjects, so I did honours history, and I was kind of expecting an A1 or an A2, but I got my results, and I got a C2, so I was kind of...
A C2 on your favourite subject, you must have been devastated.
I was devastated, yeah. So,
what did you do for your special project thing?
God, I can't even remember.
I think it was
about my grand-aunt, that my great-grand-aunt. She was murdered in like 1911, so I think I did a project on that.
What a fascinating story that is already. And then you did, what did you love? Did you like Irish history, maybe European history? What was your...
I kind of liked it all, to be honest. I ended up studying history in college as well, so...
Big, big nerdy head, and you like myself.
Yes,
good.
Exactly.
Now you got your C2, and you said that. What? And then people said, "No, you should get that checked." And you said, "No, I don't want to cause a fuss." And but you did get it checked.
I got it checked. Yeah, so I went in, and they handed me out my exam paper, and written on my exam paper was a nice big A2.
No.
So they literally transcribed it wrong, or I don't know.
Maybe she had a couple of glasses or what?
Maybe she did.
This is the most boring paper I ever heard. See?
Yeah.
Or maybe she was distracted by all the people getting in and out of the dart. Or, you know. I mean, when you heard the story about the woman on the dart with the woman on the train with the Leaving Cert history paper this morning, what do you think? Should she be pilloried or
fired, to be honest, I
think. Oh really? That serious?
Yeah, I think so.
For what?
You could have the potential to ruin someone's life. Like, in my case, I was probably lucky because I would have ended up doing law, which I didn't want to do. I missed out by the points that I would have gotten for that history paper. So it probably worked out well for me. But, I mean, there's lots of people that it would go quite badly for. And the strange thing is, when I was in the room, there was three other people getting their papers back as well. And of those three people... one person had their marks added up wrong and they went from an A2 to an A1, and another person had a wrong mark subscribed as well.
Well, now, you know, in all my years during the Leaving Cert and things like that, when I was doing it way back when, you often heard about people saying, I'm sure I did better in that paper, I'm sure, but I don't want the grief of getting the paper rechecked and so on. But actually, if in doubt, sort it out, check it out.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely recommend for anyone to do it now if they were feeling doubtful. I mean, you can even go in and look at the paper yourself, and you could ask a teacher to look at it with you. But
okay, so that
very serious now. But
no, but that's the checks and balances. What are you doing with yourself now? I'm intrigued to know what you decided to do after all that.
I work in funds.
In which?
Funds.
Funds.
Yeah, fund accounting.
How did you go from history to funds?
I don't know, Ryan.
And do you still love your history?
I do still love my history, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you love funds?
Oh, yeah. It's a very interesting job.
Okay. Well, if it gets you through the night and you go to work smiling, that's the way forward. Emma, it's been good to talk to you.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Look after yourself.
Good luck to you too.
And to you. Okay, bye for now. And that's great. That is intriguing. A lot of people in talking about their Leaving Cert day. Aoife and Donegal did the Leaving Cert last year, missed out by 5 points to get the course, had to repeat the year to get my 5 points. It upsets me, and that me and my friends could have gotten better results if teachers had taken it seriously and marked it correctly. Well, let's not lose sight of ourselves here. The majority of teachers sit and mark these things really carefully and with a great deal of respect for the paper. This is just, I think, probably a rare case of one that got away. That's what I think, anyway.